But she's too concerned about me because I was okay all the way.
今天周一居弟兄一直很关心我，其实我一路还过来都是很好的。
But then the nearer I came to the church, there were multiple accidents on the road.
但是当我越开越靠近教会的时候，我看到越多的意外。
And then when I arrived at Fishkill, the road, I was really scared.
然后当我到达 Fishkill 这个地方的时候，那个路况是让我很害怕的。
But then I'm thankful the Lord bring me here safely.
但是我很感谢神平安地把我带到这里。
And I'm also thankful I always have the best translators to help serve together.
我感谢神有很好的翻译在这里一起同工。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father.
亲爱的天父。
Thank you.
感谢你。
Because of your grace for us.
因着你对我们的恩典感谢你。
Even during difficult times, you are with us.
即使在我们最困难的时候，你仍然与我们同在。
I pray for your presence today.
我恳求你今天与我们同在。
May you bless the reading of your word.
愿你自己祝福你自己的话语。
Bless the one who is sharing as well as the one who is translating.
也祝福在我们当中要传讲话语跟翻译你话语的人。
For all those who will be listening, that we will really discover the sweetness of your word.
让我们在这里听你话语的人都能够看到你话语的甜美。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告都是奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
From last year to the beginning of this year, I have been preaching on and off on the first book of Corinthians.
从去年一直到现在，我一直都在传讲哥林多前书。
If you don't remember, because I only come here once a month, you can go back to the church record, and you do realize that I preach quite a lot from First Corinthians.
我每个月都在这里讲一次道，但是如果你不记得的话，你可以去听听教会网上我的录音。我其实都一直在讲哥林多前书。
Although today is not Easter Sunday, I think the topic is very important.
虽然今天不是复活节，但是我认为这个主题是很重要的。
Jesus is risen.
主复活了。
One question that we are going to answer today.
我们今天要回答一个问题。
Basically, what are the evidences for Christ's resurrection?
基本上，耶稣基督复活的事实根据是什么呢？
Okay, let's go into the biblical background.
让我们一起来看经文的背景。
We know Apostle Paul wrote First Corinthians around 55 AD.
我们知道哥林多前书是使徒保罗在主后大约55年的时候写的。
If you have read First Corinthians, you will find out that chapter 15 is the longest chapter.
如果你读过整本哥林多前书，你会发现15章是最长的一章。
Apostle Paul basically answered the sixth question asked by the Christians at Corinth.
保罗基本上解答了第六个问题，就是关乎复活的事。
And there were those who doubted believers' resurrection.
有人质疑死人的复活。
Some even said that there's no resurrection of the dead.
有人说没有死人复活的事。
And accordingly, Apostle Paul spent a long, long chapter talk about the resurrection.
因此，保罗他用了很长的一段经文来讲复活这件事情。
From verses 1 to 11 that we are going to look at, Paul talked about the evidences of Christ's resurrection.
从十五章的第一节到第十一节，保罗谈到耶稣基督复活的事实。
And then from verses 12 to 34, he talked about the importance of Christ's resurrection.
从十二节到三十四节，他讲到主耶稣复活的必须性。
And then from verses 35 to 54, which I will cover next time, he talked about the form of our resurrected body.
从三十五节到五十四节讲到复活身体的形态，这是我下一次讲到会讲的内容。
And then from verses 55 to 58, it talks about the victory over death.
从五十五节到五十八节讲到复活、凯歌和意义。
Okay, let's go into the content of our sermon today.
让我们来一起看今天讲到的内容。
We are only going to answer one question.
我们今天只要解答一个问题。
What are the evidences for Christ's resurrection?
什么是耶稣基督复活的事实根据呢？
From what Apostle Paul has written, he mentioned that the Old Testament foretold the gospel message.
从使徒保罗所写的话语，他讲到旧约圣经是预言福音的信息。
From verses 3 to 4,
从第三节到第四节
he talked about, for what I have received, I pass on to you. As of first importance, that Christ died for our sins, according to the scriptures. That he was buried, that he was raised on the third day, according to the scriptures.
我当日所领受又传给你们的第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了而且埋葬了又照圣经所说第三天复活了
I can say Apostle Paul writing is very biblical
我可以说使徒保罗所写的是非常根据圣经的
The first thing he pointed out about the evidence of Christ the gospel he mentioned that it was foretold in the Old Testament
第一，他讲到福音的信息，他讲到说，在旧约圣经里面已经预言了。
The gospel contains of three main parts.
福音包括三个部分。
It talk about, it foretold about Christ's, birth and his death.
在我们的福音里面讲到耶稣基督的降生和他的受死。
So he mentioned that as of first importance, then Christ died for our sins.According to the scriptures.
所以他讲到耶稣基督他死的重要性是根据圣经的记载。
Somebody mentioned that Christ's death was mentioned at least 333 times in the Old Testament.
有人估计圣经里面提到耶稣的受死在旧约里面提了333次。
In the Gospel, the four Gospel, Christ's death was mentioned 175 times.
在四福音书里面讲到耶稣基督的受死提到了175次
Jesus himself mentioned that he was going to die and was going to die in Jerusalem
耶稣他自己也提到他将要受死并且死在耶路撒冷
Maybe you will be scratching your head Did the Bible really talk about Christ's death?
可能你会抓抓你的头说圣经真的讲到耶稣的受死吗
When I mention the passage you will say Yeah, the Old Testament talked about Christ's death
可是是的，旧约圣经里面的确讲到的。
You look at Isaiah chapter 53 verse 8.
如果你看以赛亚书53章第八节。
It clearly foretold about the death of Jesus Christ.
清清楚楚的预言到耶稣基督的受死。
It mentioned him as the suffering Messiah.
提到耶稣是受苦的弥赛亚。
By oppression and judgment he was taken away. Yet who of his generation protested? For he was cut off from the land of the living.For the transgression of my people, he was punished.
因受欺压和审判，他被夺去。至于他同事的人，谁想他受鞭打，从活人之地被剪除，是因我百姓的罪过呢？
Many, many years before Christ come into this world, his death was already mentioned in the Old Testament, especially in the book of Isaiah.
在耶稣基督来到世上的很多年以前，他的受死已经在圣经里面被预言了，特别是在以赛亚书里。
What is today's application?
今天的意义是什么呢
？I think it's very important. Many explanation about Christ's resurrection.
我觉得我们在讲到耶稣基督复活的解释是很重要的。
One of them was called the swoon theory.
有一个理论提到假死论。
I actually said that. No, you know, Christ didn't actually die.
有人说耶稣基督并没有真的死
He just fainted
他只是 晕倒了
So after some time people left and then he just recovered and then he was not dead but he was only fainted
他有人一段时间以后有人发现他并不是真的死了他只是昏厥过去而已
But it was amazing both the Old Testament and New TestamentPoint to biblical evidence that he indeed died.
但是很奇妙的是，在旧约圣经还有新约圣经里面都提到耶稣基督真是死了。
In Psalm 34 verse 20, mentioned that his bones will not be broken.
在诗篇
34 verse 20,
34篇25节里面讲到说，20节里面讲到他的骨头一根也不折断。
And in John chapter 19.
在约翰福音十九章
verse 33
34节
33节 mentioned that they didn't break his legs
也讲到说他们没有折断耶稣的脚
Do you know why they broke the legs of the prisoner?
为什么他们要把那个犯人的腿打断呢
I want you to put up a picture in front of you, okay?
我想要在你们面前摆上一幅图画。
You're on the cross with your hands stretched out like that.
你在十字架上两手伸出去。
How are you going to breathe?
你要怎么呼吸呢？
Oh, so, oh, I can breathe like that, right? It's not like that.
你说我就是这样子呼吸吗？不是的。
The only way you can breathe on the cross is you raise your leg and you push your hand like that to expand your chest like that. That's the only way you can breathe on the cross.
你在十架上要呼吸的唯一方法是拉了你的脚，然后把你的手撑开，然后打开你的胸腔来呼吸。
So if the Roman soldier wants to die quicker, what should he do?
所以如果罗马兵丁要这个十架上的罪犯很快死，他要做什么事呢？
He broke your leg.
他就把腿打断。
Or maybe you think it's quicker. Why don't you just cut his head?
你们说，为什么不就直接把他的头砍断更快呢？
And they don't do it like that.
但是他们不这样做。
Because once you break the leg, what happened?
因为当你把脚打断以后，会发生什么事呢？
You cannot raise your leg like that. You cannot breathe. If you cannot breathe, what happened? You die.
你就不能靠着你的腿的帮助来呼吸。你不能呼吸的时候，你就死
了。If you don't believe me, you do experiment afterwards. You try to breathe without pushing a leg like that. It's very difficult.
如果你不相信我所说的，你之后可以自己去试试看，这样子能不能呼吸。
So his bone was not broken.
所以他的骨头一根都没有折断。
Not only about he died, but the way how he died was really, really concise.
不是单单讲到耶稣死了，而是说耶稣死的方法都在圣经里面预言得很清楚。
And it was also mentioned in the Old Testament that somebody is going to pierce his side.
在旧约里面也提到说有人将要刺他的肋骨。
And you know what happened? After Jesus appeared to be dead, what did the soldier do?
你知道当耶稣看到死之前，士兵做了什么事呢？
They put a spear into his side.
他们把枪从他的肋旁刺进去。
What happened?
之后发生什么事呢？
What came out?
什么东西会出来呢？
Oh, you may think blood, right?
你可能会想到血。
It was blood and water.
然而耶稣流出来的是血和水。
I actually went on to Wikipedia.
我去查。
There's someone called Wikipedia, you know?
百科全书。
It mentioned that the only way that when you put someone aside, that blood and water came out separately.
他说只有是你从一个人的身体的肋旁刺进去的时候才有血跟水流出来。
If somebody's heart is broken.
那是因为他的心脏已经破裂了。
I don't want to talk too much. If you really want to know, I will give you the link.
我并不想在这个谈这件事太多。如果你有兴趣知道的话，我可以把一些资料给你。
It was understandable.
这是可以明白的。
The way how Jesus was being tortured.
耶稣怎么样被折磨？
He was being hurt on the back, and then he had to carry the cross, and he has to be on the cross being mentally being abused by many people.
耶稣的背被鞭伤，然而他的背还要在背着十架上。当他在十，他还要背着十架。当他在十架上还要遭受众人的嘲笑。
And the Roman soldiers would not let somebody come down on the cross unless they make sure that person died.
罗马兵丁不会把一个犯人从十架上拆下来，除非确定他死了。
If he's not dead, they will break his leg, so he cannot breathe.
如果他们确定这个。罪犯还没有死的话，他们就会打断他的腿。
And the other dead, they still use a spear to spear the side and see what come out.
即使是这样子，他们还要再用枪刺进肋旁，确定是什么东西流出来。
And it was according to the gospel.
根据福音。
According to the Old Testament.
根据旧约圣经。
It was very interesting that the Old Testament also foretold Christ's burial.
旧约圣经也预言到耶稣的埋葬。
That he was buried.
他被埋葬。
Two ways it being mentioned.
讲到两件事情。
First of all, it mentioned the sign of Jonah in chapter 1, verse 17.
第一件事情讲到约拿第一章十七节。
It was a sign.
是一个记号。
Matthew chapter 12, verse 40. Matthew chapter 12.
马太福音十二章。
Verse 40.
四十节。
For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of a huge fish, so the Son of Man will be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth.
约拿三日三夜在大鱼肚腹中，人子也要这样三日三夜在地里头。
It was a sign.
这是一个。
It was not a direct foretold. It was a sign comparison.
这个是一个记号。
It was a comparison.
相对来讲，比较上来讲。
And also mentioned that was buried with the rich.
也提到耶稣将要与妇人同葬。
You recall what happened after Jesus died?
耶稣死后发生什么事呢？
A rich man came and claimed the body and put it in his tomb.
有一个妇人来要了耶稣的身体，把他葬在他自己的坟墓里。
Wow, it's amazing.
哇，多奇妙。
I just called two of them. Called two of the Old Testament photo.
哦，我只是讲了两个旧约里面的预言。
Wow, you may think that Jesus self-orchestrated all these incidences.
有很多人说是耶稣他自己导演这样子的过程。
But it's quite impossible.
但是事实上是很不可能的。
Because the soldier, if he want to make sure it doesn't happen, he purposely broke Jesus' legs, right?
因为我们刚知道了，罗马兵丁如果知道罪犯没死的话，会打断他的腿的。
If his bones are broken, then the Old Testament was wrong.
如果耶稣的腿是被折断的，那旧约的预言就是错的了。
He was buried.
他被埋葬。
What is today's application?
对我们今天的意义是什么呢？
That's a theory called the wrong tomb.
还有另外一个理论是讲到错墓论。
Yeah, Jesus died. He was buried.
是的，耶稣死了，他也被埋葬了。
But nobody can find the body because they went to the wrong tomb.
但是没有人可以找到他的身体，因为他跑到错的坟墓了。
It was quite impossible.
这是不可能的。
Because the women who helped all the burial procedures were also the one who first discovered Jesus' resurrection.
因为那位发现耶稣复活的妇女也是有份于在埋葬耶稣、安葬耶稣的事上。
So it was impossible.
所以这是不可能的。
So somebody come up with an idea.
所以有人又有这样子的一个想法。
Actually, it was an idea of the Jewish priest at the time.
事实上，这个就是当时的祭司们他们的主意。
It was called the stolen body theory.
这个理论是讲到偷尸论。
It is pretty interesting.
这是很有意思的。
When Jesus' body disappeared,
当耶稣的身体不见了
，then the Jewish priest told people to do something like this.
然后犹太的祭司告诉人们这样子做。
Matthew chapter 28.
马太十二章第八节。
28.
哦，二十八章。
Verse 13.
十三节。
Telling them, you are to say, his disciple came during the night and stole him away while we were sleeping.
你们要这样说。夜间我们睡觉的时候，他们门徒来把他偷去了。
Do you realize the problem?
你看到这个问题吗
？It's impossible for the Roman soldiers, the well trained, they will not fall asleep.
你知道罗马军兵都是经过严格训练的，他们不可能睡着的。
Because if they fall asleep, it's really, really serious.
如果他们在执勤的时候睡着了，那是很严重的问题。
Okay, let's believe that they really fall asleep.
好，让即使我们相信说他们真的睡着了。
If they fall asleep, how do they know who came and took away Jesus' body?
如果他们睡着了，他们怎么会知道是谁来把耶稣的身体偷走呢？
So when you read the scripture, it's very interesting that it clearly points to the truth of the Bible.
所以当你看圣经的时候，真的是真正的提到一些当时发生的事实。
So the gospel is about his death, it's about his burial.
所以福音提到了他的死，提到了他的埋葬。
But the Old Testament also foretold Christ's resurrection.
旧约圣经也预言了耶稣的复活。
That he was raised on the third day, according to the Scripture, chapter 15, verse 4.
第十五章第四节哥林多前书讲到，又照圣经所说，第三天复活了。
Do you recall any Old Testament talk about Christ's resurrection?
你可以记得在旧约里面有任何一个经节讲到耶稣的复活吗
？If you don't know.
如果你不知道
，You must come to Sunday school.
你一定要来主日学。
I'm getting concerned.
我很关心这件事情。
I thought since I came from a long distance, you respect me, you attend the class.
我已经是从很远的地方来了。如果你们尊重我的话，你们就会准时到。
Maybe you're getting so used to me.
可能你们对我很习惯了。
The attendance have been slipping a lot. Has decreased a lot the numbers.
我发现我来的时候人数越来越少。
Come back，
请你们回来。
If you don't know the Bible well, you need to come and learn the Bible。
如果你对圣经不熟的话，你要来学习圣经。
Psalm 16 verse 10 foretold Christ's resurrection。
诗篇十六篇第十章预言了耶稣的复活。
Because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead, nor will you let your faithful one see decay, right?
因为你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。
It's not enough to believe part of the gospel.
我们只相信福音里面的一部分是不够的。
Many believe in the death of Jesus Christ.
有很多人相信耶稣的死。
Many believe in his burial.
也有很多人相信耶稣的埋葬。
The key would be believing in his resurrection.
但是最重要是要相信他的复活。
Today's application.
今天的意义。
The happiest thing about being a Christian.
我们做一个基督徒最喜乐的事情。
Is what?
是什么呢？
Christ has risen.
主复活了。
Do we realize it's amazing?
我们觉得很奇妙吗？
Let's compare Buddha and Christ.
让我们来比较佛跟基督。
A few years back, I heard about something going on in China.
在几年前，我听到在中国有一件事情。
They discovered certain bones of the Buddha.
他们找到了佛陀的骨头。
They have a parade in different cities of China.
他们在不同的城市游行。
Wow, they really worship the bones.
他们在敬拜那一个佛陀的骨头。
But do you ever think when they do that, what they are doing?
你们知道他们这样做是在做什么呢？
They believe that Buddha is really what? He's really, really dead.
他们这样做的时候，就是他们相信那个佛陀是真的死了。
But you'll never find a single bone of Christ.
但是呢，你找不到耶稣的舍利子。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because he has resurrected.
因为他已经复活了。
During the French Revolution, someone spoke to the bishop.
在法国革命的时候，有人跟一个主教说话。
What is Christianity?
什么是基督教呢？
It's so easy to invent Christianity.
要发明一个基督教是很简单的。
The bishop replied.
这个主教这样回答。
You only need to find somebody who is willing to get crucified.
他说是的，你只要能够找到人愿意被钉十字架。
Oh, by the way.Being able to rise again the third day.
还有他必须要在第三天复活了。
Many, many years ago.
很多年前。
When I was in England.
当我在英格兰的时候。
I was like 24.
我当时是24岁。
I was on my way to go to West Africa to be a missionary.
那是在我要启程去非洲当宣教士的时候。
Many people said to me.
很多人跟我说。
You will not survive going alone. You must have a wife.
你一个人去那边一定活不了，你必须要有一个太太。
You like to cook.
你要煮东西。
No, I like to cook.
我喜欢煮饭。
But I don't like washing dishes.
但是我不喜欢洗碗。
And I like to wear good clothes.
我喜欢穿很好的衣服。
But I don't like washing clothes.
但是我不喜欢洗衣服。
I like to live in a good house.
我喜欢住在一个很好的房子里。
I hate cleaning up.
但是我不喜欢打扫房子。
So many people are worried about me. You know what are you going to do? You cannot survive.
所以很多人很担心。我说你一个人去那里一定活不了的。
It was a tradition before every missionary was sent out, we can choose a hymn.
那是一个传统，就是当一个宣教士要启程到宣教的地方的时候，他可以选一首诗歌。
I chose a hymn because he lives.
我选了一首诗歌，因他活着。
Because he lives.
因他活着。
I can face tomorrow.
我可以面对明天。
Because he lives.
因他活着，
All fear is gone.
不再惧怕。
And life is worth a living.
生命充满了希望。
Just because he lives.
只因他活着。
I recall I enjoy riding a bicycle very fast in Africa.
我记得我在非洲的时候，我很享受骑着很快的脚踏车。
And my father said to me,
我的父亲对我说，
Don't ride a motorcycle.
不要骑机车。
Spend more money buy a car.
你存更多的钱买车。
The car, the metal protect you.
那个车的金属可以保护你。
The metal cover your body.
那个金属可以遮盖你的身体。
The motorcycle, your body cover the metal.
当你骑机车的时候，是你的身体遮盖那个机车。
I wish I listened to my dad.
我希望我是有听我父亲的话。
I was involved in a very serious motorcycle accident.
我曾经碰到一个很严重的机车的车祸。
Scar are still over my body.
所有的伤痕都还在我身上。
So you never see me with T-shirt that long sleeve. You'll not see me wear shorts. They're all covered.
你不会看到我穿短裤短袖，因为我身上都是伤疤。
But the thing is, I survive because God, of God's protection.
但是我还是要告诉你，这中间还是有神的保护的。
Never again in my life in the U.S. did I ever touch a motorbike again.
在美国这里，我永远不会再去碰机车。
And when I was in Africa, people look at me and say, "Oh, you're not married, still a boy."
当我在非洲的时候，人们看着我说：“你还没有结婚，你还是小孩子。”
Then they will ask me, "Where's your wife?"
人们问他说：“你的太太在哪里？”
I look up to the resurrected Christ.
我看着复活的主。
And by faith.
因着借着信。
You know what I said to them?
你知道我对他们说什么吗？
She is coming.
我对他们说，她就要来了。
I don't know who she is.
我在那个时候不知道那她是谁。
But she did come.
但是她真的来了。
Not locally in West Africa.
并不是在非洲的地方。
Have you heard about this love story before?
你们有听过这个爱的故事吗？
Wow, you'd love to hear it.
你们想要听吗？
My current wife came with a mission society who traveled with a gospel ship called Doulos.
我太太她是在一个福音机构里，从她
众仆号，就是 Doulos， 就是仆人的意思 ，servant。
仆人。
仆人。The name of the ship is called servant. 这船的名字是就是仆人号。
哦，他坐一艘船，那艘船的名字叫仆人。
In the beginning, I do not understand why they would send me from Hong Kong to England to get my training.
一开始我并不知道为什么他们把我从香港派到英国来受训。
I tell you, the food is terrible.
我告诉你，这是很可怕的经验。
Whatever you eat, the meat they put the same gravy. Bangladesh gravy.
不管你吃什么食物，他们都是放同一个酱。
And they call there's a yellow river that runs through every English one custard.If you don't eat dessert, you'll be hungry.
他们叫这个酱叫亚马逊河的黄酱。
But the biggest gift God has given to me in England.
但是在英格兰，神给我最大的礼物是。
Is I met my future wife once in a home church in London.
就是我在英国那一个教会碰到我的太太。
As a courtesy.
做一个礼貌。
So when she passed by, she just wanted to say hello to me.
当她经过的时候，她只是想要跟我说嗨。
Imagine in 2 weeks I can convince her that she can be my wife. It's a miracle.
你可以相信吗？我在两个礼拜之内，说服她要来做我的太太。
There are many, many things that's unbelievable.
有很多事情是难以置信的。
I used to call myself very thin. I was 5'7" and only 115 pounds. No, very, very thin.
我那时候是很瘦的，才150磅。
I
Oh, 117磅 115磅
And there's something people want to say, they don't dare to say, but I finally said, and then they agree.
有一句话人们都不敢讲，但是我最后讲了。
To put it politely, I'm not handsome.
你礼貌的讲，我长得并不帅。
But physically, I'm very ugly. In reality, I'm very ugly. It's the truth, I'm not...For me to get my beautiful wife was a miracle. It must be from the Lord.
牧师说，我觉得我自己是很丑，但是我可以娶到一个那么漂亮的太太，那是从神来的，是神前的奇迹。
Every time I remember the song I sang before I left for Africa, because he leaves.
每一次我听到这首歌，我就想起我在非洲的时候。
The Old Testament God's word point to his death, his burial, and his resurrection.
旧约圣经所讲的都指向耶稣的死、埋葬和复活。
I'm running out of time, but I have to continue.
我已经超过时间，但是我要继续。
Many witness Christ's resurrection.
很多人相信耶稣的复活，
见证他的复活。
很多人见证基督的复活。
Verses 5-8, and that he appeared to Cephas, and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers and sisters at the same time.Most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, he appeared to me also.
并且显给基法看，然后显给十二使徒看，后来一时显给500多弟兄看，其中一大半到如今还在，却也有已经睡了的。以后显给雅各看，再显给众使徒看，末了也显给我看。
The four gospel recorded 10 appearances of Christ.Within 40 days of his resurrection.
四本福音书都记载了耶稣在复活之后40日之内显现了10次。
The resurrected Christ appeared to Peter, Caiaphas.
复活的基督显给基法看。
and that he appeared to Caiaphas.
然后他显给基法看。
And then Luke chapter 24, verse 34.
路加福音二十四章三十四节。
It is true the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon.
主果然复活，已经显现给西门看。
It's significant to mention about Peter.
这里特别提到彼得。
Because before the incident, he denied Jesus three times. He was afraid. He was hiding.
因为在耶稣死前，彼得曾三次不认主。
But after his resurrection, when Peter saw him, he was totally changed. He was bold.
但是当耶稣基督复活后向彼得显现，彼得完全的改变了，他成为一个很勇敢的人。
The resurrected Christ also appeared to the 12.
复活的基督也显现给十二使徒看。
It's a group, of course, we know that there's only 11 because Judas killed himself.
这里讲到十二使徒当然是指一个团体来讲，因为那个时候犹大已经不在了。
And then he appeared to more than 500 people.
复活的基督也显给五百多弟兄看。
And more significantly, more than half of them are still alive.
更重要的是，一大半在那个时候都还在。
Imagine in a court, you have 10 witnesses. You already have a strong case, right? You are in a court today.If you want to, we have five people testify for you. It's a very strong case already.
如果你在这个法院里面，只要有五个人为你做见证，这个胜算就已经很大了。
Let's take only 250 people are still alive. Only 250 who witnessed Christ's resurrection were still alive.
那时候还有250位看过耶稣复活的人还活着。
Wow, you don't believe? Ask them.
如果你不相信，问他们。
They will testify to that.
他们会见证这件事情。
And then Christ appeared to James.
然后复活的基督显给雅各看。
James was Jesus' half brother.
这位雅各是主的弟兄。
He was not a believer before Christ's death.
在耶稣受死前，他并不信耶稣的。
But after Christ's resurrection, what happened?
但是当耶稣复活了以后，发生什么事呢
？He appeared in the prayer meeting together, and also became the leader of the first church council in Jerusalem.
雅各参与一个祷告会，后来又成为耶路撒冷公会的领导人。
The resurrected Christ also appeared to all the apostles.
复活的基督也显给众使徒看。
And then he appeared to Paul.
最后他显给使徒看，使徒保罗看。
Is this significant about Paul? Paul is very significant.
保罗是非常重要的。
Because before he became a Christian, there's no sign that you can think that he would become a Christian.
因为当保罗成为基督徒之前呢，你是看不出来他会成为基督徒的迹象的。
That's why he called himself abnormally born.
这就为什么 他叫他自己是未到产期而生的孩子。
Because at the moment of he becoming a Christian, he was on the way to Damascus to persecute Christians there.
因为在他成为基督徒之前，他是要去大马色的路上去逼害基督徒的。
What is today's application?
今天的意义是什么呢
？When we see all different groups, the numbers, the different kind of people.
我们看到有这么多不同的群体、不同的人。
It's a very good refuel for the hallucination theory.
这里有一个理论讲到幻觉论。
Somebody said, "Oh, you know why Jesus was not resurrected?"
有人说，你知道吗？耶稣并没有真的复活的。
But because people thought about him so much, they hallucinate, so they thought they saw the resurrected Jesus.
那只是因为人们太想念他了，想到一个地步就幻想说他复活了。
Is it possible?
你觉得这是可能吗
？How can you hallucinate in different occasions？
你怎么可能在不同的场合、不同的人都有这样子同样一个幻觉呢
？Different numbers of people，
不同数目的人数
，different kind of attitude towards the gospel， some of them even were negative。
这些讲到看到耶稣的人，他们有些人对福音都持不同的态度，甚至是负面态度的。
If I have to prove the resurrection case， I think I can stop here now。
如果我想要证明复活的实在性，我想我这里就可以停，我就可以停在这里了。
The Old Testament document told us that.
所有旧约的圣经都告诉我们。
The details.
都讲到很仔细。
Many witness to his resurrection.
很多见证人见证到他的复活。
If you are poor, what kind of ice you put on top of the cake to prove your case?
如果你是保罗的话，你会在你所做的蛋糕放上什么样的冰糖？
放在你的蛋糕上面。
放在你的蛋糕上面。
The resurrected Christ transforms his enemies.
复活的基督改变人。
You know why? I said something that's not in my manners. That's my fault. My fault. Okay. I get over excited. But anyway, verses 8-11. And last of all, he appeared to me also as to one abnormally born. For I am the least of the apostles and do not even deserve to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace to me was not without effect. No, I work harder than all of them. Yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. Whether then is I or they, this is what we preach, and this is what you believed.
我如同未到产期而生的人一般，我原是使徒中最小的，不配称为使徒，因为我从前逼迫神的教会。然而我今日成了何等人，是蒙神的恩才成的，并且他所赐我的恩不是突然的。我比众使徒格外劳苦，这原不是我，乃是神的恩与我同在。不拘是我，是众使徒，我们如此传，你们也如此信了。
If don't believe in the resurrected Christ,
如果你不相信耶稣基督的复活，
Look at the way how he changed people.
你就看看耶稣基督他如何改变人。
Look at the way how he has changed me, Paul.
保罗说，你看看他怎么样改变我。
He showed grace to his enemies.
他把他的恩典赐给他的敌人。
The word grace occurred 3 times in this passage.
在这段经文里面，恩典出现了三次。
Grace was given to Paul.
这个恩惠赐给了保罗,
the persecutor of God's church.
他是基督教会的逼迫者。
That's why he described himself as abnormally born.
因此保罗他形容自己就好像是早产儿一样。
Least of the apostles.
是使徒中最小的。
As a matter of fact, not even to be deserve to be called an apostle.
事实上他觉得他自己根本就不配被称为使徒。
The resurrected Christ not only showed grace, but it helped converts to serve him.
复活的基督不只赐给人恩典，他也让改变人来努力传福音。
Before Paul persecuted the church,
在保罗逼迫教会之前
，After the resurrected Christ transformed him,
在耶稣复活的基督改变了他之后
，He said, "I work harder than all of them. This is what we preach, and this is what you believe."
他说：“我比众使徒格外劳苦，我们如此传，你们也如此信了。”
What is the application today?
今天的意义是什么呢?
That many, many people who are being transformed by Christ, including you and me.
很多很多人被耶稣改变了，包括你和我。
But let me tell you a story that I came across, which touched my heart very much.
让我告诉你一个故事，是我刚看到的，偶尔看到的故事，很感动我。
There was a person on death row in Ohio.
在俄亥俄州有一个人是被判死刑。
And but after he heard about the gospel of Christ,
在他听到耶稣福音之后
he was significantly changed.
他有了很大很大的转变
He began to radiate the love of Christ.
他开始在他的生命中绽放出耶稣基督的光
He spoke of love to other people.
他向人谈到爱的言语
His transformation was so extensive that the prison parole board voted unanimously.To commute his sentence to life in prison.
他的改变是这样子的，大也是监狱里面的那些执行官，他们都完全的同意，没有异议的通过，要改变他的死刑的罪行。
At that time, he was 32 years old.
他是
32 years old.
32岁在那个时候。
You know what happened after his death sentence was taken away?
你知道在他的死刑。被撤走之后发生什么事吗?
His life sentence is 995 years.
他的判刑是995年。
It's safe to say that he's going to die in prison.
他说他会在监狱里面死了。
The fact that he was in prison has not changed.
他的人还被关在监狱里面，这样一个事实并没有改变。
But one thing has changed.
但是有一件事情改变了。
His life has changed.
他的生命改变了。
By the resurrection of the Christ.
因着耶稣基督的复活
God is with him
神与他同在
Even in prison
即使是在监狱里面
But I can say a little bit backward God was with him
那我要再往后讲一下，神事实上在过去就一直与他同在。
Even when he was on death row.
即使是在他被判死刑的时候，神也是与他同在。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹，
we believe in a resurrected Christ who can turn death into life.
我们今天相信的是可以改变人，把人从死变成活的一个复活主。
When I intend to speak this topic, I didn't intend the week that I went through. When I preach on this topic, I said it's easy. You know, I can just tell other story. I didn't know that it was very hard for me.
当我准备要讲这段今天的讲道的时候，我一直觉得这段经文是很容易讲的。我没有想到说对我来讲是一件很困难的事情。
When I just came back from Hong Kong, visiting my mom.
我刚从香港看我妈妈回来。
The first thing my wife told me.
第一件事情我的太太告诉我的是。
I cannot pick you up from the airport.
我不能去机场接你。
I have not been working for the last few days because I have such a chronic back pain.
我在过去几天都没有办法工作，因为我的背痛得非常厉害。
They did an MRI on her and they discovered that there's a bulging disc. I don't know what it is. You know, you can ask where, you know, bulging disc.
他的太太做了核磁共振的检查，发现有凸出来的骨刺。
But God take care of us.
但是神照顾了他。
She find a very good chiropractor.
他找到一个很好的
chiropractor is what?
物理治疗师。
Just one session, she managed to go back to work.
One
session, can you believe that?
他就只去了一次，然后他就可以开始工作了。你相信吗？
But my story didn't stop there.
但是故事并没有停在这里。
Do you now have two big golden retrievers? Two big 金毛的长回旋啊，这狗啊。Golden retrievers.
我有两只很大的狗。
They're fun when they're good.
他们是很好玩的。
When they're good, they're fun.
当他们很乖的时候，他们是好玩的。
But my dog has a very terrible habit.
但是我的狗有很坏的习惯。
They like to run away.
他们喜欢跑走。
And they chose to run away when it was snowing a few days back.
他们选在几天前下大雪的时候跑出去。
I chased the footmark and then a long, long way, and then I gave up.
我一直跑着追他们。跑了很远很远以后，我放弃了。
You know what I feel in my heart?
你知道我那时候感觉什么吗
？I love my dogs, but finally my punishment is over.
他说，我感觉到我很爱我的狗，但是终于我觉得对我的惩罚是。
Well, one thing came to my mind.
有一件事情我想到一件事。
My daughter in California would break down if we realized that the two dogs disappeared.
我在加州的女儿如果知道说那两只狗不见了，她的心会碎的。
So I pick up my heart.And I call, first thing, not my own city. The city next to my city.
所以呢，我调整了我的心，然后我打了电话到我隔壁的城。
They don't like staying in my city. They like going to the next city.
因为我知道我的狗呢，是喜欢隔壁的那个城市，不是我住的城市，所以我就打电话去那个城市。
Five times I ran away, I found them in that city.
有五次他们跑走的时候，我都是在另外一个城找到他们的。
But you realize it was several o'clock in the morning.
你知道那是早上七点钟的时候。
In fact, it was 6:30 in the morning.
事实上是六点半的时候。
Heavy snowing. It's like 12 inches snow that day.
那天的雪下得很大，已经有十二寸之高。
But it was the quickest time the police called me back within 10 minutes. Can you believe that?
但是那一天警察回我电话呢，是最快的一次，你可以相信吗
？Somebody found your dog in the backyard.
有人在他们的后院找到你的狗。
But they cannot contain them. They may run away.Quick!
但是他们也抓不到这两只狗，因为他们跑得很快。
You know, I fell, I hurt my back, and I broke my finger. My son was so angry because blood was all over his car.
我跌倒了，然后我弄伤了我的手指头。
But you know what happened?
那你知道发生什么事吗
？That setup is very interesting.
这整个过程是很有趣的。
That family let the back gate open.
那个我的狗跑去的那个家庭，他们的后院的那个门，院子的门是打开的。
If it's closed, they cannot run in.
如果那个院子的门是关着，他们并没有办法跑进去那家人的院子。
Because it was open, they ran in. The owner closed the door.
因为那个院子的门是打开的，所以狗跑进去了。狗一跑进去，那个主人就把院子的门关起来了。
When I look at the weather,
当我看到这个气候
，they have never run away so far before.
他们过去从来没有跑那么远过。
It is the Lord.
那是因为主。
I pray the Lord, I say, for my daughter's sake, my living Christ, help me.
我跟主祷告，为了我的女儿，活的主啊，请你帮助我。
But my turmoil is not over.
但是我的苦难还没有结束。
I was so happy, I went to Chinatown to cut my hair, have dim sum yesterday.
我昨天很开心，所以我去了中国城，我剪了头发，我吃了饮茶。
And when I came home, my neighbor called me.
当我回到家，我的邻居打电话给我。
You know, our switch around us, the system broke down. Check whether your basement is flooded with sewage.
我们的下水道漏水了，我的后院全部都是水，都是水。哦，你要检查你家的
有没有叫排泄物啊？你知道吗 ？The feces sewage, and it was there. When I went down, it was covered with sewage.
当我回到家。我的家都是下水道里面的水处
粪便
粪便
I was so so discouraged
我非常的沮丧
I don't know what's going to happen
我不知道要再发生什么事
But I know the Lord will take care of me
但是我知道主会照顾我
I make a phone call yesterday to my insurance
我打电话给我的保险公司昨天
The adjuster came within 1 hour within 1 hour
在一个小时之内就有人来
And the people came to clean up 8 o'clock in the morning, this morning.
今天早上八点就有人来我家清理。
It's snowing, they arrive at 8 o'clock.
今天是一个下雪天，他们八点就来了。
I am trusting the Lord. I don't know what the outcome is, but I trust the Lord.
我不知道将会怎么样，但是我信靠神。
I think I must stop here. I have about 45 minutes. I must stop here now.
我想我要结束在这个地方。
I'd like to conclude by summarizing what I said today.
我要来对今天的讲道有一个结束。
You know, it's not my habit to tell a lot of story, but once in a while, I think it's okay, right? Today's topic is Christ is risen.
今天的主题是主复活了。
We talk about the Old Testament foretold the gospel message.
我们讲到旧约圣经预言的福音的信息。
We talk about foretold about Christ's death.
旧约圣经也预言了基督的受死。
The Old Testament foretold Christ's burial.
旧约圣经预言了基督的埋葬。
Also, the Old Testament foretold Christ's resurrection.
旧约圣经预言了基督的复活。
Secondly, many people witnessed the appearance of the resurrected Christ.
有许多人见证了耶稣基督复活的显现。
Caiaphas.
显现给基法看。
That's Peter.
显现给彼得看。
To the 12.
显现给使徒
to more than 500
对500多位弟兄显现
to James
对雅各
a skeptical half brother
是一个怀疑的兄弟
appear to all the apostles
显现给众使徒看
appear to Paul
显现给保罗
the third reason that Paul gave was the resurrected Christ transformed his enemies
第三样保罗讲到的是耶稣基督他改变了人
he showed grace to his enemies
他给向不配的人施恩
And also, he helped converts to serve hard.
被复活之基督改变的人努力传福音
My sermon has ended late.
我的讲道今天结束的比较晚
But the practice has just begun.
但是我们的操练从现在要开始
Next time I come, I have a very interesting topic about how our resurrected body look like.
下次我再来的时候要讲到一个很有意思的主题就是我们复活的身体将会是什么样的形态
I will ask Brother George to come on and run up the prayer
我要请周一居弟兄上来我们做一个结束的祷告
Dear Lord
亲爱的主
We thank you that you have risen
我们感谢你因为你复活了
And you are going to lead usinto your resurrection.
你要带领我们进入复活里。
May your resurrection power manifest through our faith in you.
愿你复活的能力借着我们的信彰显在我们身上。
May your resurrection power manifest in Pastor Hui's life.
愿你复活的能力也彰显在许牧师的生命里。
Especially he's facing challenges for his health, and he's the coming ministry.
特别是他的房子现在有许多的挑战，还有他在将来要面对的服事也充满着挑战。
And we also ask for your resurrection power for the church that Pastor Hui is going to serve.
我们也恳求你复活的能力也彰显在许牧师将要去的教会里面。
And Lord, we also ask for your resurrection power manifest in our life and in this church.
主，我们也恳求你复活的能力也彰显在我们生命里，彰显在我们教会当中。
So we can bring glory to you.
以致我们能够将荣耀归给你。
Amen.
我们这样祷告，都是奉耶稣基督圣名。阿门。
Amen.